interesting Gemara in Masechet Moedim and Perek Aleph that discusses people leaving yeshiva. It's a fitting topic, I thought, right? So the Gemara tells the following: Rabbi Yonatan ben Asme, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Tanu Parsha Nedarim, Bei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. These two rabbis, Rabbi Yonatan ben Asme and Rabbi Yehuda, was a son of converts. They studied the halachas and the darim. They came to yeshiva, the base medrash of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and they learned the halachas and the darim from him. When they were done, the end of the semester, the end of the year, before going to kibbutz for the weekend, before flying back, Hong Kong, Seoul, wherever, they decided, let's go say goodbye to our Rebbe. Iftar minei ba'orta. It was at night, they said goodbye. And then it ended up that they slept there that night. The Tzafra, Hadar become Iftar minei. They came back to him and said goodbye again. Amar lahu, v'lav, d'tritu minei ba'orta. Didn't I already do this? Didn't I already say goodbye to you last night? Amar lei, limaratanu rabbeinu, talmin sheniftar mirabo v'lan ba'ota ha'irat, sarak lipater mimenu pamacheret. A Talmud who said goodbye to his Rebbe and then slept in that town has to say goodbye again. And where do we get this from? We get this from the Chanukah Nabayit, the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. Shneamar v'yom ha'shemini shalach et ha'am v'yabarchu et ha'melech. Sent them out, they blessed the king. V'chtiv v'yom ha'shemini shalosha l'chodesh ha'shvi'i shalach et ha'am. He sent them out again. Ela mikan l'tamin ha'niftar mimrabo v'lan bo ta'ir tzarek t'pandar mimenu acheret. So we see, you stay over that night, you have to say goodbye again. Amar Leila Reis, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was so impressed with these students of his, he told his son, B'nei Adam halalu anashim shal tzurahim. Those people are proper people. They are noble people. They are a dugma ishid. We should learn from them. In fact, zil gabehon delivar chucha. Go to them to ask them for a bracha. That's the Gemara. It's important, before you leave yeshiva, to go over to your rebbeim, to go over to your Rashi yeshiva, to go over to whatever kol guy's vod you're in, any person who was mashpia on you here, to go over and say goodbye. And the reasons are multiple. Number one, it's basic hakaras hatov. And what we are is Jews. And we get our name from Yehuda. What does his name come from? What? Oda. She says, Hapam Odet Hashem. Now I'm going to thank Hashem. So we have Midrashim that she got more than her share. There's supposed to be three for each of the Imamos. She has four. Okay. It's basic. We're Jews. Get our name from thanks. Hakar Satov. Hakar Satov to people who gave you of their time and efforts and energies. Many of them all day and all night, all hours of the day and night, they helped you. They worried about you. They discussed you to how can we help him? How can we... They worked on it. Basic hakaras hatov is to go say thank you to them. Go say goodbye to them. That's number one. Number two, it shows that what you were doing here was creating a relationship. It wasn't a movie or going to the supermarket. All I'm doing is getting what I need and going. When I'm in this yeshiva, I'm here to become part of it, to become part of the community, to build a relationship, to become a talmud of the yeshiva. And now you're leaving and you're going to remain a boger of the yeshiva. That's important as well. I was recently reading, there was a study done by a person named Ash. You could Google it after, A-S-C-H. And he did an interesting test. He drew on the board two lines. One was about 10 inches long, and one was about 12 inches long. And he brought seven people into the room. But six of them were plants, meaning six of them he arranged, and one of them was the test subject. And he went to the first six of them, one at a time, and said, which of these lines is longer? And all six said, the line A is longer, even though line B is clearly longer. And when he got to the seventh person, the test subject, he said to them, which line is longer? So what percentage do you think said line B?
Sure. Yeah, 20%.
20%.
40% said the true answer. 60% said the line A was longer. Then he had the six people in the room who had said the shorter line was longer try and convince the other person. How many of them remained with their correct, of those 40%, how many remained with the correct answer and how many changed to the wrong answer?
40%.
It made it down to 10%. In other words, if you're standing alone, only 10% of people would, 90% of people would tell you that a shorter line is longer. Then he did the experiment again. And he had only five plants, two test subjects. And then he had the first five say the shorter line was longer. Then there were two people. They both said the longer line was longer. And he had the five try to convince them, and no dice. They were all able to maintain their ground and say that the longer line was longer. The effect, and I, if you Google, you'll find all sorts of people criticizing the study, and there's, you know, you're not supposed to do tests on human subjects, and imagine the agmas nefesh, they felt, of not trusting their eyes, because why is everybody else, and, you know, okay, all sorts of discussions about his study. But I think it speaks true that when you're standing alone, when you're alone in the world, you are much more likely to join with what's popular, what's hip, what everyone else is saying and doing, and not necessarily what is right and correct. And how do you maintain your standards to be able to choose what is right and correct? That is with your kesher to your rebbein. That is with your kesher to your yeshiva. That is when you come back on Shavuvanim, when you come back and visit, when you write emails and WhatsApps. It's getting to a point that I should probably be saying Berachas HaTorah before I turn on my phone in the morning, which I probably should do anyway. That's a different discussion. But I can't read the WhatsApps without getting a shiloh, which is good, because that means that there are people out there dealing with something, and they have a kesher to somebody in yeshiva, and they send the shiloh. No, Rav Pinny doesn't have WhatsApp, so I'm the next option there for many of the South Africans and Australians. So they send the shiloh. Why? Because they want to make sure when I say line B is longer, and there's all these other people in the room telling me line A is longer, I want to make sure I'm right. And that's, again, another reason to maintain a kesher with the Rebbe. Another reason before you go, you have to make sure to say goodbye to your Rebbe. One last point I want to make out there is that you are representing Klal Yisrael. You're also representing Yeshivat Har Etzion. And I know, because I do the alumni work, that our alumni in your communities in Australia and South Africa, they make us proud. And we expect the same from you. Do good things. Make us proud. Come back here to Eretz Yisrael. Stay in touch.